Joyful Blessings. This is Kayla Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. This is a look at Uranus and how Uranus cycles and initiations further our evolution, and what's the general sort of overview of Uranus as it works for us to create a strategy for awakening and creating greater freedom and authentic expression of who we are. And also, in addition to that, it works to further evolution of the entire planet, of our whole middle world reality. So I also have created some tables so that you can find the Uranus generation that you were born in. And the reason I did this is that anyone born in the Uranus generation of Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn are going to be going through a Uranus cycle with Uranus to their natal Uranus. And these are important evolutionary cycles that everyone experiences. So, for example, if you were born sometime between 1927 and 1935, I think it was in March of 1935 when Uranus went into Taurus to be there for the next 7 years or so. And it made a couple of dips. It made a dip into Taurus in June of 1934, and then it came back into Aries in October of 1934. So there is a little space in there where people might be in the Uranus and Taurus generation, and you'll be able to see this on the table. Anyway, those people will be going through a Uranus return that happens about every 83 to 84 years. And after that, there was the Uranus in Cancer generation that happened that started in 1948. And it actually went into, in 1955, Uranus went into Leo for a short time, but in 1956, it came back into Cancer. That's the one that I was born in. And then it went back into Leo, in June of 1956. So those people will be experiencing their Uranus square in about 7 years or so, some of them a little sooner, depending on what part of that Uranus and Cancer time period you were born in. And then there was the Uranus in Libra that started in 1968, September of 1968. It went back into Virgo in May of 1969, and then back into Libra in June 24th, 1969. So you'll be able to look at this table to find out if you were born in a Uranus in Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, or Aries generation. And if you are, then you know that at some point along the way, you're over the next 7 or 8 years, you're going to have a Uranus transit to your natal Uranus, and that will be an important evolutionary cycle for you. Also, I've created a table that has the Uranus dates of when the degrees of Uranus will be in Aries. So, for example, if you have natal planets or angles in any of these signs of Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, or Libra, then you will be experiencing a Uranus transit to that natal planet or angle or node. And I can give you a personal example. I have Mars in Capricorn at 3.5 degrees. So this year I'm going through Uranus square my Mars. And I have Venus in Aries at 27 degrees. So I will be going through a Uranus conjunction to my Venus in a few years, about the same time I'm going through the Uranus square. So that's how you can work with this information to get a sense of how this is working for you personally. And I will also post a link where you can get a free chart if you don't have that information, or you can contact me, and I make charts available for a small fee. And then you can know if you personally are going through one of these cycles. The thing to also know is that collectively we're all experiencing this, and so we've already seen how Uranus moving into Aries, that'll make its permanent move for the next 7 or 8 years into Aries on March 11th, 2011. And of course, I highly recommend listening to the spring equinox recording that I've already posted on the power of the spring equinox with Uranus conjunct the sun at the spring equinox point. And these are very sensitive points. And so we'll also be doing another audio on Uranus and Aries and talking a little bit more about the significance of that. So to to look at this, in shamanic astrology, we look at the planetary cycles, the outer planets that create the initiatory experiences of our life, happening in one of three worlds. And this comes from the shamanic model of the upper world, middle world, or lower world. Another way to say that is the celestial world. The world we live in, the middle world is the world we live in, and the lower world is the underworld. So Uranus is a initiatory cycle that happens in the celestial world along with Neptune, and I'll be doing another audio on Neptune shortly as Neptune moves into Pisces in April. So from the celestial world perspective, this is about alignment with our divine design and our and what's the intent of, and also the unique sort of cosmic perspective that is operating from Uranus's perspective. It's about evolution and change and awakening and an acceleration and quickening. Really, it quickens the energy. It speeds up evolution. It's like a jump to hyperspace is one of the images that comes to my mind. Or traveling through a wormhole, crossing vast distances, or making evolutionary leaps that can happen. And I shared in the February celestial timings how scientists have found that animals can make evolutionary leaps in their DNA in a much shorter time than it was originally thought was possible. And so Uranus is the planetary energy that helps to support those evolutionary leaps, sometimes through a disruption, through breakdown, through unexpected events that can be overwhelming, that force change to happen, events beyond our control, like the hurricane that comes in, or the earthquake or tsunami that comes in and takes everything out. It generally operates through whatever means it takes to create the change, to further the evolutionary impulse that is seeking expression in the middle world. So it can happen in a collective sense. Obviously, we've been seeing the revolutionary energy sweeping the Middle East as people are tired of the dictatorships and tired of the oppression and are seeking freedom. So they're taking to the streets, and we'll probably be seeing more of this as time goes on, because it's a time for liberation. It's a time to be inspired to take action that will create greater freedom. And when we surrender to the process and we allow these Uranian changes that are usually innovative, cutting edge, avant-garde, take us into new directions, into new territory, then it's a much easier time. If we're trying to hang on to what has been, or to the status quo, or to an old form, or to an old belief system, then when Uranus comes along, in a personal sense or collective sense, it will often feel very disruptive because something new is seeking expression. So one of the statements in the Shamanic Astrology Handbook describing Uranus is from a Jefferson Airplane song about Winnie the Pooh. And the statement is, "I said to the wind as it took me away, that's where I wanted to go today." And it's a beautiful way of imagining how to work with Uranian change, Uranian energy, just to surrender to the process and trust it is taking you where you want to go, even if you don't know what that is. Because with Uranus, we are also making, encountering the unknown. It's new territory. It's this exploration of new awareness, consciousness, objective states of awareness that is connected to the divine, that is connected to the evolutionary path of humanity. Sometimes when people are going through personal Uranus cycles, they can feel like their whole life is falling apart, breaking down. But the point of the breakdown or the falling apart is to break through to some new way of being. A few years ago, this was actually many years ago now, in my early 30s, I went through a Uranus cycle. And what happened felt like I had the rug pulled out from under me, and that everything I knew as my reality was in this spinning, whirling vortex. And I felt like I was in a free fall and that there was nothing to grab onto. And I didn't know where I was going to land. And I was absolutely terrified to lose my life as I had known it at that particular time. And I did my best to try to hang on, to fix it, to make it work. But things just got more and more intense and more overwhelming and completely beyond my control until I finally surrendered and let it go and moved into a new life, which was far more exciting and supportive and amazing to me at that than what I had been living before. So it was a great teaching. And I have to say, it was Uranus operating from a completely unexpected event coming out of nowhere that completely took me by surprise and disrupted my whole world. So if those kinds of things are happening to you and you are in a Uranus process, and we are planetarily in a very amazing time of accelerated change, and Uranus is helping to lead the way on that, then just to practice going with the flow and trusting that those changes are really taking you where you want to be. And you may not know it until you get there, but when you get there, that's maybe when you say, this is exactly where I wanted to go, like the song says. So another way to say this is that Uranus will oftentimes create events of extreme novelty that are very unusual and different and sometimes challenging to interpret or get a handle on initially as you're working with the energy. It's innovative, it's experimental, and it's very unique, trusting these energies. And that in Uranus processes, it's time to question authority. We can see that definitely is happening. Sometimes it's about rebelling against the rules of authority that have been holding us back from an evolutionary movement or moving into a more expanded states of awareness and consciousness and universal energy of coming together in unity. So Uranus would be an energy that supports uniqueness and being different, and also supports knowing that we're all connected and all part of a unified field of consciousness, of objective awareness. So it's liberating and inspiring, and it can be very challenging to work with this energy as it disrupts the old patterns, but as if we're able to just be with that and trust the quickening that's taking place, trust this evolutionary process, then we will find that we're being taken to an amazing place that is far more than what we can currently imagine. So I hope this was helpful, and stay tuned for Uranus in Aries.